Good afternoon. This is Mark Cole with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Tuesday, September 3rd. Running late here today. The grains closed down. December corn new contract close at 361. That was down 8¾ cents. November beans down 0.5 cent, closing at 868.5. And December wheat down 9 cents, closing at 453.5. December Kansas City wheat was down 15 cents. Closing at 382¼. That's a new contract low there. So the first trading day of the month, we did make new lows on the corn and wheat. Hopefully, we can bounce out of this. We were lower today without any trade deal, without any frost. The U.S. dollar was strong. The market moved lower. We don't see anything positive in here, except that hopefully maybe these lows will hold if in the wheat and the corn. If we don't, then we could see even lower prices through the month. We don't see any frost on the forecast for the next at least 2 weeks, which would take us to the 17th of September. We'd really need a frost, you know, sometime before October 1st to do any kind of significant damage out here. For the rest of the week, you know, the beans closed pretty good. The export sales, excuse me, the inspections were really good on the beans this week, 1.3. Clearly, the Chinese took a lot of beans. They took 800,000 of it. So despite their rhetoric, they continue to buy U.S. beans, and that could be helpful down the road. U.S. beans are the cheapest beans around, and were considerably cheaper at the Pacific Northwest for China than it would be to take Brazilian beans, even with the tariff. So that could be a help. And despite, again, their Chinese rhetoric that they're not buying anything, clearly they are. The corn inspections were lousy, 355. Wheat was okay, 526. Brazilians came out and increased their import quotas on ethanol by 150 million liters. While it was an increase, and touted so by the president, the U.S. Grain Council was hoping that they would remove all of the tariffs and were very disappointed, which I think weighed on the corn market as well. So for the rest of the week, you know, hopefully we can have a bounce in here, close the week strong. If we can do that, maybe the lows are in. If we close under today's lows in the wheat and corn on by Friday, then I think we've got another month of lower prices out here. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.